Good evening and welcome to our Purium Health Product Wednesday Night Consumer Education Conference Call. My name is Amy and I'm one of the owners and founders here at Purium Health Products, and I'm so glad that everyone tuned in tonight to share with us. And I just wanted to wish everyone a very happy new year before we get started. And I wanted to welcome David Sandoval, who's the other owner and founder here at Purium Health Products. He's actually in Florida right now as we speak, just landed from the airplane an hour or two ago. So welcome, David. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks, Amy. It is a really, really amazing time, I think, with the 2012, all the promise of the new year. We had, I think, just a incredible 2011. We're looking forward to an even better 2012.
Absolutely, absolutely. 2011 was amazing, and we've got really awesome things in store for 2012. And as we roll into the new year, we thought this is just a really great time to highlight fasting, to talk about our anabolic fast program that we put together that we've been doing for several years now. I think we started in 2007 with the anabolic fasting program, and so many people have benefited. So many people have given amazing testimonials and have really had life-changing experiences by doing the fast. And so we said that it's January. People are, you know, they want to make a fresh start. They want to cleanse. They want to meditate. They want to get in touch with themselves. And what a better way to do it than to get on the fast?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are, you know, taking this time to look inside and ask, you know, how could they improve themselves? But what's really disappointing is that a poll just came out that showed that over 55% of Americans are completely apathetic about improving themselves physically, spiritually, or mentally. In other words, they're not studying anything new. They don't really care about why they're here or improving themselves spiritually, physically, or emotionally. And it's just sort of sad that more than half of the people out there, and this is an incredible study I just read about today. It just came out, and it was, I think, by the Pew Institute, which is a very reputable, you know, and it was a long-term study. And so I'm hoping that we could change that number. We need to get people off of that apathetic, you know, wavelength and into a positive, you know, vibration. I think the reason why people are apathetic is because they're hopeless. And when you're hopeless, if you have no hope, then it's pretty hard to really care about or worry about improving things. If you've lost hope that things can or will improve. And so I just am so excited about the fact that we are proving to people every single day that their lives can and will improve physically, emotionally, spiritually, you know, across the board when they utilize these pure foods, because a pure food leads to a pure body. A pure body leads to a pure mind. A pure mind leads to amazing, pure, and energetic and abundant you know, creativity and health within our being. And so all I want to say is anabolic fasting, what we're going to talk about tonight, is part of that can do, can improve, can get better, can get stronger, can be in control of my life, can be in control of my future. I do embrace life and the world and the promise of a better tomorrow. And so this isn't just about fasting. This is about an attitude, you know, an attitude that, you know, we don't give up. We do improve, and we are in control. So, it's the anabolic fast, but it's also an amazing way to empower yourself entering 2012.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you used that word, empower. I was waiting for you to say that, and I was going to jump in because this is the most empowering thing that you really can do for yourself. Like, I know that there's a lot of us out there that we don't consider ourselves really health gurus. You know, we want to be healthy. We're not in that 50% that doesn't want to do anything, but we're not that really stringent, strict health guru, and we just know we're never going to be in that category. And so what is so awesome is that you can choose 3 days, you can choose 5 days, you can choose 7, 10. There's a lady that is on the call tonight that I talked to her last night on the support call that she's committing to 60 days. She said, I want to do this for 60 days, and that is so amazing. So, Sandra, you were very inspiring to me last night, and I said, I'm going to do 10, and I said, gosh, if I 10, that's nothing compared to what Sandra's going to do. So it's truly inspiring, like, what this fast can do for you. And for a person that is, you know, kind of on the fence about health, the average Joe that wants to do something but isn't quite sure what to do, this is an amazing, empowering experience that you can do for yourself. So we'll talk a little bit more about it, but trust me, this is one of the best decisions that you could ever make for yourself going into 2012.
Definitely. Well, I know we have a little of agenda, and I digressed as I am prone to do, so get me back on track.
Well, we kind of covered a little bit, why exactly are we here? Well, we're here on the first Wednesday, the first and third Wednesday of every month. Dave and I get together, or one or the other of us get together on the call just to spread health and wellness information. We call it the Purium Consumer Education Conference Call. But we're here tonight marrying the Consumer Education Conference Call with a fasting support call. So basically what we're doing is we're trying to build a like-minded community of Purium customers and members that are fasting, that are contemplating fasting, that want to learn more about fasting, to get on the phone and let's talk, let's learn about it. You don't have to be scared from it. And if you know there's other people out there going through the exact same thing you are, it makes it so much easier. So Dave, give us your two cents on why we're here.
Well, I think we're here, as you said, because we want anybody fasting. If you're the only one in your house doing it, if you're the only one of your friends doing it, you will never be alone, because every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at this time, you're going to be on the phone with somebody who is in the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, tenth, 20th, who knows, maybe the 40th day of a fast. And if you have questions, concerns, fears, if you wonder whether you could do it, you're going to get instant feedback from your peers. If you're in Alaska, you might be talking to somebody in Hawaii. If you're, in West Virginia, you might be talking to somebody, who's literally in South Carolina. I mean, they might be right next to the state next door. They might be clear across the ocean. You never know that you're going to be right next door. When you get on the phone, you're going to be right together sharing this experience. And so the reason we're here tonight is to remind you that you can be part of this. And if you choose to be, we're going to be here every Monday through Friday for the next 2 months. And that doesn't mean that we're not going to be here on Saturday and Sunday, because these calls will be co-hosted, guest-hosted by you. People listening right now will be doing what Amy and I are doing at some day in the future, because Amy and I cannot commit to every single night, and we're going to be relying upon volunteer guest hosts who are going through the fast and will basically host these calls as Amy and I are doing tonight.
Awesome. And yeah, we want people to be part of a community. We want you belong. Your Purium members, your fasters, you're part of our Purium family. And we want to support you in however many days you commit to, and whether it's 3 or 5 or 7 or 10 or 60 or 90, you're doing something that's amazing for your body, for your mind, for your spirit, and you need to be really proud of yourself. And we're going to be here to support you, answer your questions, and theoretically or hypothetically hold your hand through the process. So anyway, Dave, why don't we jump right into it, and why don't we talk to people who are or tell everybody, that people that may not be so familiar with fasting, that may be contemplating doing a fast, why do people actually want to fast? What are some of the benefits of fasting?
Well, the benefits of fasting, historically, we know that Jesus fasted. We certainly know that, he went into the desert 40 days and longer. We know that people like Gandhi and Mother Teresa have fasted. We know that political prisoners have fasted to bring attention to the plight of people who are suppressed. We know, of course, that for spiritual reasons and for protest reasons that we've seen these fasts going on. But there's also the physical aspect. People fast for cleansing, to give their body a rest from the latent time of constant consumption of food. And during this time of fasting, for the purposes of cleansing, we are denying the body of food so that all of the energy that is typically used in the digestion and elimination of waste, as well as the assimilation of waste, so we digest, assimilate, and eliminate, and that takes a lot of energy. And so all of that energy of consuming a typical American diet of 3,000 to 4,000 calories a day, that's a lot of work for your body to do. And since that food is mostly waste, we separate a few valuable nutrients, phytonutrients, carbohydrates, fats, and fibers, and all of the rest must be processed and eliminated chemically, biochemically, through our metabolism. And so when we fast, we give our body a rest from that, and all of that energy is now concentrated on cleansing. But here's the problem, Amy. With a typical fast where you're on water only, or say the master cleanse, which is worse, water and sugar, you're denying your body of any nutrition whatsoever, which means you are virtually starving your body, and because of that, your body will begin to incur damage to your kidneys, to your digestive tract, as bile and, you know, and other digestive things which are typically used to addressing food are left with nothing to do but but work against your own organs. And so this overproduction of digestive bile is not healthy. And so what we have done is we have brought together all of the benefits of fasting. Those benefits, of course, they're varied, but we brought together all of the benefits of fasting, which include A, weight loss, detoxification, breaking your addiction to food, which include a cleansing of the organs at the cellular level, and a discipline, a physical strengthening, a mental strengthening, an emotional type of cleansing which takes place as well. So during this fast, you will be able to truly contemplate and orchestrate self-improvement if that is your desire. You will truly be able to forgive yourself and others for, and I know this sounds crazy, but you're going to learn that this is true. When your body is so clean, when your mind is so free of spending energy on anything else, your emotions come to the forefront. And your fears and your past hurts are, at times, for some people, also brought to the forefront. And at that time, you can choose to simply wait it out, or you could address it, and if you choose to address it, you could make leaps, huge leaps forward, emotionally and spiritually and mentally. And so the benefits are so many, physical, spiritually, emotional, that the transformation that is possible in as little as 7 days is really quite phenomenal. And so I'm not sure if I spoke too much, but it's we've had 6 years of people's experiences. And, you know, and I have to tell you, Amy, that I cannot remember in the entire 6 or 7 years we've been doing this, I've only had 2 people with negative experiences. And both of those people came back at a later date and said that they simply were scared to death of not having food, and they came back and they did it at a later date.
Exactly.
And so, you know, you do have to be ready, but if you're ready, this is amazing.
Exactly. Well, there's so many benefits, and as you were talking about digestion and just how much energy it sucks up, digestion is the number one consumer of energy of all body processes. So of all, you know, of your physiological processes, and so much energy is being freed up when you're doing the fast that it's just really incredible the breakthroughs that you can make. It's almost hard to talk about, and it sounds a little hokey at times if you've never experienced it, but just the stories that we've heard, how people have forgiven people that have victimized them, how people have broken through, mended relationships that they thought could never have been mended. And you say, how does all this come about through just depriving my body of food?
Or they've ended relationships that were suppressing them.
Exactly.
Yeah, that were toxic.
Exactly. So it really is a super empowering thing. And just so many people, they don't even realize that they're addicted to food. They don't even realize that food really runs their life. And, like, it's kind of hard to put that in perspective. And I was talking to somebody about the fast, and they're like, wow, food runs my life, too, and I never even thought of it. Because I think, okay, this is what I'm going to feed my kids for breakfast, and this is what I'm going to eat for breakfast, and then this is my break at work, and I'm going to go get my lunch, and I'm going to have this, and then this is my snack, and this is my dinner, and then this is my date with my husband, or this is this, and every social event is around food. And so when we think about it, we're just so wrapped up around food.
And if we're hungry, all we're thinking about is where could we get it.
Exactly. So this really breaks that cycle and really puts you back really in control of when you need nourishment, not when you think you need food, but when you need nourishment. And those are really two completely different things, but we've muddled and mixed them so together we can't separate them anymore. But this fast is just awesome because when you need nourishment, while you're on the fast, you're going to continue to get that nourishment. So you're never going to experience those jitters, that really cellular starvation that you experience while you're doing the other fasting regimens, the popular fasting regimens that are out there. So Dave, why don't we talk a little bit about the products that we suggest to use, that we put together the fasting regimen, and how they do nourish the body and keep the body in an anabolic versus a catabolic state.
Excellent. Well, the key is to get all of the benefits of fasting. So while Amy said you won't get the jitters, don't let her fool you into thinking that you're not fasting. You absolutely will crave food. You will miss chewing food. You are going to look at billboards that have food that you would never consider eating and say, not only would I eat that frozen white pizza, but I might eat the paper that it is wrapped in. Because it just looks so good. So you are going to have discipline.
Yes.
And you are going to face depriving yourself of what you typically want. But we're going to separate what you want from what you need. And we are going to give your cells only what they need. Okay? Only what they need, which means every nutrient.
Are you there, Dave? Okay, it looks like maybe we lost Dave, but so basically I'll try to pick back up that we are going to provide with the fast, with the power shake, and with the Master Amino, every nutrient that your body physically needs. The power shake is providing green leafy vegetable nutrients with the organic kamut grass. Is that you, Dave? Dave? Hi. I'm just wondering, do we still have listeners on the call? It seems like we're having technical difficulties.
Yes, I was off. Now I just got back on.
Me too.
Oh, okay. Did it knock a bunch of people off?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the fast food industry trying to sabotage.
I agree with you.
It's just a glitch, and we can get through the struggle.
Okay. Well, Dave, do we have Dave back? Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to put it back into moderator mode, and we'll keep going. Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Well, what Dave was trying to explain, and it looks like we've lost Dave. We've had maybe some technical difficulties here, but what Dave was explaining is that the fast provides every nutrient that your body physically needs. You've got green leafy vegetable nutrients coming from the organic Kamut blend. You're getting the Kamut juice, the wheatgrass juice, those nutrients, those alkalizing nutrients to the body. You're getting spirulina, which is your vegetarian protein source that also has B12. You're getting rice bran solubles, which have amazing amounts of B complex, and tocotrienols, which is in the vitamin E family. You're getting activated barley, which is a really slow burning long chain carbohydrate that is very high in beta glucan, so it's very cleansing. It's a soluble fiber that's really going to go in there and stick to that fecal matter and stuff and really cleanse that out. And carrot juice is in the Power Shake as well. And we all know that carrot juice is an amazing cleansing juice that you can do all the time, but it also helps the Power Shake taste really good. So the Power Shake is a staple of the fast, and I'm actually fasting right now. I'm on day two, and today I'm working on my third Power Shake today. So and I'm feeling really good. And the Master Aminos are another vital piece of the cleanse, the fast, because the Master Aminos provide an amazing, already digested, pre-digested protein source for you, and it's 99% pre-digested. It's very easy on the liver and kidneys, so you're not going to have any problems there, and it really, really keeps your brain functioning, because we need protein, to think, for our brains to function properly. And so that's where sometimes, even just when I'm not fasting, but when I'm not maybe eating as well as I should, the Master Amino really helps me, feed and nourish my body to stay sharp while I'm at work. So that is definitely an essential piece of the anabolic fast. Then we also recommend taking the Herbal Fiber Cleanse along with it. This is a blend of many, many herbs that are meant to be a total body cellular cleanse. You've got herbs that work on purifying the blood. You have herbs that work on purifying the kidneys, work on purifying the liver. So this is a total body cleanse at the cellular level through all the organs. We also recommend that in the evening that you drink your apothecary and your aloe vera mixed together. And the apothecary is so full of antioxidants and nutrients. It's really going to give you those nutrients for rebuilding your body while you sleep. So the Power Shake is more the cleansing, and the cherry is so important, the cherry and the aloe, because that's giving you those rebuilding nutrients, and your body rebuilds itself while it's resting. And so the apothecary is also so amazing because it has naturally occurring melatonin. So it will help put you into that deep, more restful sleep. And there are times, we're not going to admit it, your tummy is growling. And I don't know if anyone else has ever experienced this. When you're hungry, when you go to bed kind of hungry, you may not sleep as well. You might wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning and thinking, I'm hungry, and so I'm not getting that restful sleep. Well, the cherry will really help put you into that deeper, restful sleep, and so you really can experience those rebuilding, rejuvenative, processes while you're in that mode of sleep.
I don't know when I went away.
Oh, yay! Hi, Dave, you're back.
What did we say last? I'm afraid that the...
I know. We had some technical difficulties, and it cut a whole bunch of people off the call, and they had to dial back in. So I was trying to go down, and we talked a little bit about the Power Shake. about Master Amino Herbal Fiber. I was
awesome.
On the cherry and aloe, so feel free to add anything you would like about those products. And I was just about to just touch on the aloe. I talked about the cherry for a moment.
Well, for me, the fast is all about two products, the Power Shake and the Master Aminos. The Master Aminos are literally used in hospitals to stop muscle wasting. They could take someone in a coma, someone who is in a who is paralyzed, and this pre-digested protein, 99% of it goes to fuel our muscles. So you'll never get muscle fatigue. You will build muscle during this fast, which is absolutely incredible. And once again, the Master Aminos for like 15 calories give you all the protein you need for the entire day. And, you know, just think about that for 1 second. You'll see how incredible that is. The Power Shake is a mixed drink. It is five power foods. Spirulina, which is the single most nutritious food on the planet, has all of the essential acids and micronutrients that your body needs, as well as it's being 65% pure vegetarian protein. So it has loads of antioxidants, loads of minerals, loads of protein and essential fats. And it is the basis of the Power Shake. But to that, we've added something that was the food of gladiators. Imagine a food that the gladiators ate one cup of and then had to fight to the death for an entire day. One cup of food and then had to fight to the death for an entire day if they kept winning. Otherwise, they only needed a couple of hours. But the bottom line is that these gladiators were only allowed to eat one food, and it was called activated barley. Activated barley is the second core ingredient in the Power Shake. It is the slowest burning carbohydrate, and just a tablespoon of this carbohydrate, one tablespoon of this carbohydrate could fuel your body for 4 to 5 hours. You add that to the spirulina and a splash of carrot juice, some wheatgrass juice, and the fat from rice bran, the rice bran solubles, the amazing, incredible nutrient dense B1, B2, B3, B6, all of your antioxidants in the vitamin E family, all packed into, again, less than a couple, like 100 calories. And all of these five power foods mixed together in the perfect ratio so that when you take it, every aspect of your cellular needs are met. So the anabolic fast is based on these two core products. Now, to enhance detoxification, we have the herbal fiber cleanse, which Amy has probably told you is the finest herbal cleansing product in the world. You take that during your cleanse. It enhances the effect of your body eliminating toxins while you're not eating. And then finally, in order to make sure that, again, 80% of regeneration and repair to the body is done during deep sleep. Deep sleep takes about 3 hours to get into, about 3 hours to get out of, and takes about 2 to 2.5 hours to accomplish, which is why we need 6.5 to 8 hours of sleep at night. Well, when you take tart cherry concentrate, it is loaded with melatonin and antioxidants. So it puts you into that deep sleep and gives your body the means to do that repair and to do that protection. And so when you add the aloe vera to the tart cherry, according to Tel Aviv University, the beneficial effects of tart cherry are multiplied by a factor of 3. So instead of taking 3 times as much tart cherry, you simply take 2 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon of the aloe vera. You get all the benefits of aloe vera plus you multiply the benefits of the benefit of the tart cherry. When you add all of those products together and then add a shaker bottle, which is one of the finest that I've ever seen, definitely one of the most expensive shaker bottles out on the market, along with a bottle of our virgin organic coconut oil. Coconut oil, for those of you who are doing the fast to lose weight, for those of you who are doing the fast to detoxify, coconut oil is anti-parasitic, which means it helps your body to kill parasites, and what better time to do that to when they're totally exposed during a fast. So take 1 to 2 tablespoons of this coconut fat a day, and here's the beautiful thing. Coconut oil is the fat that makes your body burn fat. So when you eat just a maximum of 2 tablespoons of coconut oil a day, no more, because you eat too much is too much. But with a maximum of 2 tablespoons of coconut oil a day, your body will begin to burn stored fat for energy, which is amazing. So you think, oh, well, I'm giving my body fat. That can't be good. This particular type of fat is a medium-chain triglyceride. A medium-chain triglyceride, when compared to wood, think of the fat that's stored in your body as a log, okay? Think of the fat that your body burns really fast as paper, okay? The paper fat that your body burns, it doesn't really help, but it doesn't really hurt. The log fat that your body stores is what you need to get rid of. But the only way to burn that log fat is to have a medium fat, which is like wood chips. Wood chips start burning and get the log burning, okay? So the medium chain triglyceride of coconut oil will start the fat burning process and cause the stored fat to be burned as energy. It's like a miracle. And so again, a lot of information for you to absorb, but whether you choose to do the core fast, just taking power shakes and master aminos, or if you want to do the complete fast, which includes the cherry, the aloe, the coconut oil, and the herbal fiber cleanse, whichever one you choose, it's an experience that you'll never forget.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sorry to say we're starting to run out of time, but for those of us that maybe only be doing 3 or 5 days, do you want to talk about how you should bring the fast to a close and what you should do post-fasting to really maximize the benefits of what you've just gone through?
Absolutely. What I'd like you to do is, when you come off of the fast, I would like you to do, like, as much as possible, fruit and vegetable juices, or smoothies. You could, try not to have a lot of, raw vegetables and a lot of raw fruit immediately. Like, ease your digestive tract into it. So I would say steamed vegetables would be best. I would also recommend again that you continue with the power shakes and if you have enough product, and then have 1 or 2 or 3 power shakes, but also start adding some of these other things, steamed vegetables, maybe some steamed brown rice or something like that. And I think that that's a great way. Amy, I know that we've given people other recommendations as well. Do you want to share some of yours?
Well, I know that we've talked about doing the advanced probiotic, using one bottle, using a month of advanced probiotic to sort of repopulate, especially if you're doing a lot of the saltwater flushing, if you're taking the daily fiber blend to add some additional fiber, or even having colonics, which is a lot of people do while they're fasting. The advanced probiotic is a great way just to repopulate that friendly bacteria, in the digestive tract. So that would be a recommendation. And then from my past experience with the fasting, you kind of are attached to your shaker cup and your power shake, so you kind of do this kind of semi-fasting as you come off the fast, where you're eating here and there, but you're not really going back to 3 meals a day. I remember, you really want to have those 2 to 3 power shakes a day, and then you're just so satiated, you don't need too much food. So it's a nice way to kind of ease off of it. But just real quick, we want to...
Go
ahead.
And let's not forget that we've actually given on the Superfoods for Supermodels protocols, which are found on the website and the superfoodsforsupermodels.com website. We actually have spelled out the meals, small micro meals that are very low calorie, high nutrient density, and you choose, and you could do between 2 to 6 of those meals a day, depending upon how many power shakes you're doing. And so if you're still doing 3 power shakes, then you do 3 of these superfood for supermodels meals. If you're doing 2 power shakes, maybe you do 4 of those. And so for those of you who really want, you know, to look and see, well, you know, how long could I, you know, just keep living this lifestyle, the Superfoods for Supermodels program lets you live it for a lifetime. I mean, this program was developed so that models, actresses, actors, and athletes could maintain phenomenal physically attractive bodies, to be honest with you, while completely satisfying their self, never feeling hungry, and eating delicious meals that they love. And so, you know, after the anabolic fast, go on the Superfoods for Supermodels program and just continue, like, pile on, if you would. I mean, keep building upon, you know, the incredible benefits that you started, because you don't need to fast forever, but you do need to transition to a diet that maintains these benefits for a lifetime.
Absolutely. So,
boy, all these airplanes and airports, my throat is so messed up. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. I know. The joys of traveling.
I know. Now I've got, there's a heater on in my room, and it's killing my throat. I got to figure out how to turn this thing off.
Oh, no. Well, let's take just 1 minute, because I know we are running really tight on time, but just let's talk about what to expect, you know, by going through the experience. And you touched on that a little bit earlier, that it's not all roses, you know. You will feel hungry. You will feel like you want to eat, like you want to chew something. And I found myself wondering the last 2 days, like, I'm twiddling my thumbs going, I should be eating right now. You know, I want a reason to get up from my desk or to go, like I used to go and take that moment to eat type of thing. So there are challenges. I mean, we're not going to sit here and tell you that there are not challenges, but compared to...
They're sure worth it. You know, the benefits are equal to the challenges, and they're very, very much worth it. So on day one, most people make it through day one on enthusiasm.
Just excitement.
And excitement. They're dedicated to doing it, and they get through most of the day, and then when night starts to fall, they're used to finishing with dinner, mm-hmm. and they start thinking, dang, I'm going to do this again tomorrow. I'm not going to eat again tomorrow. A little bit of fear sets in.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to overcome that, because you realize, dang, what did I commit to? And you really start thinking, I'm going to quit. I can't do this, right? And you need to overcome that. Day two comes, and, you know, you actually handle day two better than you think you were going to. The reason why is because you didn't eat yesterday, so you don't have as much desire for food. The more you eat, the more you want to eat. And so day two isn't as bad in reality as you thought it was going to be, but night two going into day three is worse than night one, because, again, you keep thinking, I'm not going to eat tomorrow. And on day three is when you literally, most people quit on day three, because they would eat, I mean, don't even put your hands near their face, you know, I mean, because they might start chewing your nails, you know. I mean, you feel like you can eat anything. Like I told you, I was looking, I don't eat like junk food, and I was looking at billboards for junk food saying, I could do that, you know, and no one's going to know.
I
was like thinking criminally minded, I'm serious, it was just horrible. But when I got to day four, man, I felt like, oh my God, like what's wrong? I don't feel hungry. I feel good. Do I really feel this good? You know, is it real? And day four,
like a euphoria almost. When you make it to day four, it's like you've hit this special place, and it's
you
really
said it right. It's the euphoria. You made it to euphoria.
That's funny. So.
But no, and everybody, this is so consistent. What people tell us is that, you know, for some people, it happens on day three because they have a really bad day on day one. You know, for some people, it happens on day five, but it's never far off of day two or I'm sorry, yeah, day three or day five. It's never far off of day four, and it is amazing. And then, and Amy could attest that you have this giddy, amazing, I could conquer the world feeling on day four and five, and on day six, you realize that, wow, you know, I can do anything, and if I want to address some of these deeper issues within my soul, within my heart, within my past, that I'm strong enough to do it now. I can handle this. And your ability to forgive yourself and others and to make right what has been wrong in your life is just
like uncanny.
Wow.
It's just wow.
It's gigantic, yeah.
It is gigantic, yeah. That's a good way to put it. So
and then it's up to you, because so when you get to day seven, I remember Amy last year going, or a couple of years ago going, I don't want to quit. I'm going to keep doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And that was after I remember I didn't see her, like, you know, I saw her day three and it was like, you know, like, you know. And and so when I saw her on day six and she's like, yeah, I could do this for a month. I'm like, is this the same girl? You know?
Yeah, it's a really empowering thing, and I know we keep saying that over and over, but it really is, because most people just don't think they can do it. And when you do something like this and you accomplish it, it really gives you the confidence, like Dave said, to go out and you can do anything. If you believe in yourself, you can do anything. And a lot of us out there suffer from not believing in ourselves, and so this is a really good way to get that back.
Thank you, Amy. That is the best. I mean, that's the, you know, I was going in to buy, funny story, real quick, I'll be fast. I was going in to buy some jeans, and there was three girls sitting there trying to advise their friend on what jeans looked best on her. And they were all debating. I was trying on 10 things. They're still debating these jeans. So I turned to them, and I said, you know what jeans you look best in? And she said, no, tell me. I said, the ones you feel best in. Because when you feel good, you look confident. When you're confident, you're sexy. So the jeans that look best on you are the ones that you feel best in. Because it's the confidence that's going to make you look good, not the jeans.
Right.
And, you know, and that same power, you know, it's like that confidence, knowing, you know, that it's just a powerful feeling. And when you get that confidence, you know that you could do anything. And I want everyone to have that confidence that, you know, wow, I just overcame my addiction to food. I just overcame, you know, my fears. And I just improved myself on so many levels that I can't believe that it was just 7 days ago. There's no way it was just last Monday that I started this.
Exactly. And no way it was just exactly. I mean, it's just very, very powerful. So Dave, thank you so much. We better let you go. I know you've got many things to do, and we wish you very well at your seminars this weekend in Palm Beach and down in South Florida. So thanks so much for taking time out to be with us tonight. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And whether you're fasting or you're learning about fasting, contemplating about fasting, or supporting someone of your friends and family that are fasting, thank you so much for tuning in and being with us. And like Dave mentioned, we will be on these calls every weekday at 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And the calls on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday will be open mic. We can chat. We can answer questions. We can share experiences and stories. So I really hope that you'll tune in and invite you.
Join Amy tomorrow. I won't be with us, which means she'll get a lot more words in edgewise. She has so much to share. You'll just be amazed at her knowledge, her experience, her grasp of the product. So join her tomorrow. She's also done the fast and spoken to hundreds of people who have done the fast. So prepare your questions, and I know that you will have a real good time.
Awesome. Well, thank you, everyone. Happy New Year again, and we look forward to really getting to know each other and this family over the next month that we are all going to be doing this fasting support call. So thank you so much, and look forward to talking to you soon.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Dave.
Good night.
Good night, Amy.
Bye. Bye.
Look forward to seeing y'all in Boca and LA.
Hey, I'll be there.